Hey, sweetie, you look a little lonely. Do you mind if I sit down? Thank you, I appreciate that. Oh, no, it's absolutely beautiful. I really appreciate everything that you and your father did to put this together. It is wonderful. And your mom looks fucking fantastic. I haven't seen her since Christmas, and oh my God. She's killing it. Yeah, whatever she's doing, fuck, she looks great. Weird? Why would it be weird? No, it's not weird. I mean, we were friends before everything happened, and I mean, sometimes life just has a way of becoming interesting, and I think we're all adults and we all understand that. Okay, yeah, maybe the fact that I used to hook up with her doesn't hurt. But I think that this blended family situation that we have now is pretty cool. I don't know, it's different, and I like that. Well, if we were a normal blended family, I think that would be really boring, don't you? Yeah. I mean, I know that this is my first Mother's Day as an actual mother since adopting your little brother. Yeah. No, it's very challenging, and I always told your mom that I looked up to her because she is a phenomenal mom, and she always seemed to have everything so together and be so perfect. And she is. She didn't just seem it. She is. Yeah, I'm very lucky to have her around to help me and guide me. She's just perfect. I'm sorry. I know I married your dad and I sound like I should have married your mom. But no, I love both of them very much and I appreciate both of them very much. So, anyway, are you enjoying yourself? Good. I'm glad. I know that you woke up really early to get all the decorations up and to pick up all the stuff for the mimosa bar, which, by the way, was a fantastic idea. I'm very glad that you came up with that. I know your dad didn't come up with it because, well, you know, we both know he's not that creative. Yeah, it was very thoughtful of you. And thank you for making sure that we had a special section with the mango juice because, you know, it's my favorite and I love that. Yeah. Of course I noticed that. Yeah. Look, I know that things are so different now. And I mean, you're pretty grown, and all of a sudden, you know, in your 20s now, you have a little brother, and you have a stepmom, and your stepmom is best friends with your biological mom, and there's just a lot of history here. And I know that, I mean, I'm really only 10 years older than you, so that can also be a little challenging, but I really appreciate how respectful you've been and how open to making all of this work and how kind you've been through all of this. So I just want to say thank you. It's really been very easy for me. So I know that wouldn't be possible if you weren't on board and if everybody else wasn't so amazing. So thank you. And I know that we already had this conversation when your father and I started dating, but no one is ever going to replace your mom, and I'm not trying ever to replace your mom. I'm also not trying to intrude on you and come in and mess up your life and make it complicated. But you know that I'm always here for you, and you can count on me, you can trust me, you can confide in me. anything that you ever need, I'm here for you. You are the son of the two people that I love the most in this world. So, anything you need, I'm here for you, okay? And also, I feel like you could be less awkward telling me things and asking for advice because I'm not your real mom, so I'm probably going to encourage you to do whatever it is that you want to do that makes you happy. And sometimes that might be a little sketchy or might be a little fucked up, but I'm never going to judge you for whatever it is you want to do. As long as you're not hurting anyone and everyone involved agrees, then I don't see the harm in it. No, listen, I know about the weed stash. I've always known about the weed stash. It's impossible to miss it. The basement always reeks of weed. I will not punish you for that, and I won't give you a hard time. I might even ask you for some, honestly, because some days it is really hard to be a mom. What? No, I don't know what the I feel like you're setting me up for a really, really bad joke, but okay, no, I don't know the difference between being a mom and a mommy. What is it? Oh, you don't need to have any children to be a mommy, but you still get your titties sucked, okay? Okay, that was pretty good. That is pretty good. Yeah, I am familiar with the mommy movement, if I being entirely honest and forthcoming. What do I think about it? I think it's fantastic. I think it's great. I love anything that people do that make them feel good and that they enjoy and that excites them. I think it's fantastic. Okay. Well, I wasn't expecting a follow-up question like that or, you know, anything so personal. But I did say you can come to me for anything, and I think it's important to have this open communication. So, yeah. I enjoy it. I like it. I've done it before, and it is very rewarding. Mm-hmm. Well, that's a totally different question. You're right. I did say that I don't intend on being your mom or replacing her. But I never said that I couldn't be your mommy. That's something that you'd like? Okay. Can I ask what exactly got you thinking about this? Oh, fuck. You know, I should have never agreed to let your dad call me that and to play while you are around. Yeah, I told him it was a bad idea. I told him that we should wait until you go to work or until you're not in the house running errands at the gym. Fuck. I mean, I would be embarrassed if we weren't having this conversation. Well, it's only embarrassing because you've heard me fucking your dad. But I'm not embarrassed of the things that I enjoy or about the things that I like. Well, I don't even think embarrassing is the right word. I mean, I am sorry that you had to hear something that otherwise you might not have wanted to hear, but I'm certainly not ashamed or embarrassed about it in any other way. I would just feel bad that you were a party to something that you didn't want to be a party to. Okay, so you didn't hate it? Even knowing that it was your dad that I was fucking? Oh. So you're imagining that you're in his place. Okay. Well, how about instead of just imagining, we can make it happen. Well, I feel like that's where this conversation is going, don't you? You wouldn't have brought this up if you weren't interested in finding out for yourself what it's like to be on the receiving end of that, personally. Or am I misreading the situation? No, I didn't think so. Well. There is one catch. You're gonna have to go over there and very politely ask your dad to share his mommy. Okay. Go ahead. I'll be here drinking my mimosa. Well, that was fast. Well, of course it went well. Your father loves to share. Yeah. I mean, what was that little whisper in your ear at the end about? Yeah, there was that little self-satisfied smirk on his face that I can still see from here. I hope you two aren't planning something. And if you are, please do include me in it. Yeah, I think that's a good idea. Everybody's getting along pretty well out here. I don't think they'll miss us for anything. Absolutely, after you. Ah, yes, age before beauty. Well, that is very sweet of you. And I think you need a proper show of gratitude and appreciation for everything you've done today. You are always such a sweet, caring boy. So very well behaved. I think that deserves a reward, don't you? Come here, baby. You have such a pretty mouth, sweetie. I've always wondered what it does. Such pretty lips. Such a sweet handsome smile. Would you like to put it to good use and wrap those pretty lips around mommy's hard nipples and suck on my big mommy milkers? So eager. Fuck, your tongue feels so good against mine. I have no doubt you're gonna be a good little titty sucking slut for mommy, aren't you? The way you say yes, mommy, sounds so fucking good. Here. I'm just gonna pull my tits out of my dress. No. No, baby, I don't wear bras, you know that. I'm sure you've noticed my nipples poking through everything I wear. Don't lie, baby. I know you like staring at mommy's big, beautiful tits all the time. You probably stroke your sweet little cock to them when you're in your room listening to me fucking your dad. Well, if you're a good boy and you suck mommy's nipples nice and good, you might get to fuck mommy too. Fuck, you latched on real quick. That's very good. Oh, you're doing great, sweetie. How long have you been wanting to suck on mommy's nipples like this? I bet it's been a very long time. Can babies suckle on them like that? I'm just gonna cradle your head. Just hold your head nice and close. Push my tip even further into your mouth. I know, baby, I know that it's way more than a mouthful. There's no way you can fit my entire fucking huge tits into your mouth. But you can keep sucking on my nipples just like that. Take as much of it into your mouth as you can, good boy. Very good boy. Suck it into your mouth just like that. Yes, baby. Yes. Yes. Mommy loves it when you bite my nipples like that. Yes. Bite and suck. Bite and suck. Good boy. Yes, baby, that feels incredible. Yes, my sweet boy. Suck harder. Don't be gentle with mommy's nipples. Mommy likes that rough. Yes, very good boy. You just stroke your hair as you suck on mommy's titties. Good. Good boy. Fuck, good boy. Oh, sweetie, Mommy can't take it anymore. I need you to be inside me. I need to feel your fucking cock inside me right now. I was gonna say thank you with a nice, sloppy, delicious little blowjob, but I can't fucking stand it. I need you. I need you to be in me right fucking now. Fuck. No, there's no time. Just let me take your cock out. It doesn't matter. Just keep all your fucking clothes on. I'm gonna keep my dress on too. I'm just gonna hike up my sundress. Of course I'm not wearing any panties. How the fuck do you take me for? Yes, we're gonna fuck right here in the kitchen floor. I don't give a fuck if anybody walks in from outside. Everyone's busy in the barbecue. Everyone is so fucking self-absorbed with whatever the fuck they're doing. No one's gonna give a shit. No one's gonna come inside, I promise. Just... There we go. Oh, just hold my hips like that. Hold on to my dress. How do you like mommy's big tits just swinging in your face like that? Oh, good boy. Good boy for latching onto them again and sucking them. Oh, mommy, right your cock. Fuck. I can't say I've never imagined this before. But it feels even better to actually be doing it right now. Fuck. You like how mommy's big ass slaps against your fucking thighs every time I bounce up and down? Have you imagined this before? Have you thought of mommy fucking you like this when you've heard me fucking your dad? Just keep thrusting up like that. Fuck. Yes, baby. Good boy. Keep meeting mommy's strokes. Like thrusting up. Fuck. 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 Can you feel all of mommy's juices gushing around your cock? Against your thighs? As I ride your fucking cock. Good boy. You're taking it like such a good boy. You're holding up. You're not coming right away. Mommy is really impressed. Yes. Yes, sweetheart. Very good. Oh, fuck. Yes. Oh, my God. You're being a naughty boy. Fingering mommy's ass as I bounce on your fucking cock. Is that what your dad whispered to you? Oh, fuck, did he tell you? The surefire way to make me come. Fuck. Keep going harder. Oh, fuck, harder. It's like, impale myself on your cock even harder, sweetie. Good boy. Good boy. Very good fucking boy. Are you gonna come with mommy? Are you gonna come with mommy? Oh, on your fingers into my ass. Maybe I can make mommy a mommy, and mommy can make you a daddy. And if you come nice and fucking deep, instead of mommy's warm fucking cunt. Oh, good boy. Oh, fuck. I know you're close, baby. I know you're close. Come on, mommy tells you to, okay? Come with me. Oh, come with me. Good boy. Oh, fuck. Very good. You did very good for your first time, sweetheart. Well, mommy took it easy on you today, but I am impressed that you're able to handle my cunt squeezing around your cock like that. Oh, fuck. I lost it when you started fingering my ass like that. Fuck. Oh, I just felt too good. I felt so full. Your fingers in one hole and your cock in the other. Just, it's overwhelming. I feel so good. I couldn't not come. So, thank you, sweetheart, for all the hard work that you've put into this Mother's Day celebration. Thank you for pleasing mommy so good. Absolutely. You're a very good boy. Come here. Come here. No, just let me sit here with your cock still inside me. Both of our cums just mixing inside me right now. Let me just stroke your back. And tell you what a good boy you are. Because you have earned it. Very good boy. That's right, sweetheart. You are amazing. Now. We're going to stay like this for a little bit longer. And when we're done, we're going to get you cleaned up. And we're going to go back out there, okay? Good boy. Me? No. No, sweetheart. I intend to tease you for the rest of the night. With the knowledge that your cum is nice and deep in mommy's pussy. It can leak onto my thighs or my dress. And the best part is that it'll be our little secret. Nobody else will know. Just you and me.